This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sweden is expected to officially join NATO in the coming days or weeks after Hungary finally gave its approval Monday, the last member to do so. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The final hurdle to Sweden's membership was cleared Monday as Hungarian lawmakers voted to ratify the bid more than 600 days after it was submitted. Hungary was the last of NATO's 31 members to ratify Sweden's application, which Sweden submitted jointly with Finland in May 2022, 3 months after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
U.S. President Joe Biden says he hopes a ceasefire between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas that would pause hostilities and allow for remaining hostages to be released can take effect by early next week. Asked when he hoped such a deal could be finalized, Biden said Monday he hoped it could happen by next Monday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says combatants in places such as Congo, Gaza, Myanmar, Ukraine, and Sudan are turning a blind eye to international law. He made a plea for greater respect for human rights and peace around the world.
Our world is becoming less safe by the day. After decades of stable power relations, we are transitioning into an era of multipolarity.
Speaking as the UN's top human rights body opened its latest session, Guterres said on Monday attacks on human rights take many forms and reiterated his frequent calls for debt relief for some of the world's poorest countries and greater spending to fight climate change. This